Tim. I know you're still there online. We also have got Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show doing an impromptu dropping by today to kind of shake things up as usual. Vinny, how you doing, my friend?
Well, you know me, bro. Always borderlining on fabulous.
Borderlining on fabulous. So I was asking you over the short break there, New Zealand, it's Christmassy over there right now. I mean, is it the same thing that we see here in the United States with the holiday shopping and the holiday cheer?
It's the same but different. Instead of everybody wearing beanies and enormous jackets walking around trying to present themselves freezing to death while they get their Christmas presents for their loved ones that they don't really even love, and in fact, if they did love them, they wouldn't be purchasing their gifts at Walmart! But other than that, it's nice and sunny, it's warm, and there are pahutakawa trees here. Have you ever heard of a pahutakawa tree, mate? It's beautiful.
What exactly is that? Describe that to us.
It's a giant gargantuan tree that kind of spindles out with its roots everywhere. Like the roots kind of cover everything, and it only flowers at Christmas. And it flowers with these big, bright, beautiful, red, stringy flowers that just kind of like fall over everything. It's like red snow. It's really nice.
That sounds nice. Tim, I know you're on the other line there. What's D.C. like? Is it pretty cold out there this time of year?
No, it's actually warm. It's 60 degrees.
Okay, so that I want to put this in perspective. Phoenix, it's in the 40s and 50s out here in Phoenix. That's how cold it is.
I'm telling you, it is so shocking. Now, I left the house this morning to go to 7-Eleven and get some coffee. I saw the sky riddled with chemtrails, as usual. I think I took a couple of pictures of it. And it's 60 degrees. I mean, you can actually wear a jacket outside. That's how warm it is for December 20th. It's actually too warm. It's like basically 20 degrees warmer than it normally should be.
Yeah, well, I remember, I was out there for a couple of years myself. I remember that it would get pretty hot and humid in the summer. But it would get cold at times. But, yeah, 60 degrees sounds pretty nice out there. Even compared to Phoenix right now, people think this is the desert, and it is. But what they don't realize is the temperatures get pretty harsh. In the summer, we'll get 115, sometimes 120. But in the winters, hey, we'll get snow. We've had a couple years since I've been here. Literally, we'll get snow right on top of the cacti. And it blows people's minds that we'll see that.
But normally, yeah. we should get Indian summers, like maybe late December, January. It might get up to about 65. But it's just for a couple of days. But we will always have a lot of cold days before then. We've been basically in the 50s, for the last few weeks. And we never really had the 30s like we normally have as highs. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like strange weather. It's actually too warm. We really haven't had anything cold yet.
Yeah, so you were saying you saw chemtrails in the sky. You even snapped a couple photos this morning. Was that what you were saying?
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, they spray chemtrails all the time. And I'm constantly educating people on it because people think it's a conspiracy theory. Look, man, and this is what I tell people. I think I told them, do your research. I said, don't study off with me. I'd rather for you do your research, and then you come back, and we can sort it out. But it's in the sky. They spray almost every day in D.C. D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Matter of fact, John Sadowska, Dakota? Yeah, you go to. I sent him a couple of pictures last week. You can see what the chemtrails look like in D.C. if you ever go to his Facebook page.
Okay.
In fact, the picture I snapped today, I set out another one and posted, and you can see what the chemtrails kind of look like in D.C.
Just another, Vinny, isn't that how you kind of introduce your show sometimes? What is the slogan you use with the chemtrails?
I don't use this.
Okay, maybe I did.
With the chemtrails. I do it with the fluoride.
The fluoride. So how does that fabulously
fluoridated capital. So we have the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, and then there's the shakingest, most city in New Zealand, the effervescent chemtrailed Christchurch. which I'm actually just got a Skype message from one of my friends down there who, after a phone call with me, went down and took pictures of the heart facility that we have outside of Christchurch. And he's saying that he's just documented five planes that are flying over the city spraying right now.
Oh, that's nice. That's, you know, it's really in the holiday spirit. Hey, Tim, thanks for calling in.
I think everybody... Oh, my God. The city council decided they wanted a white Christmas, so they chemtrailed the city.
I gotcha.
I like that. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Sure. What's up, Tim?
Oh, I wanted to donate. How do I send a control address on their website? If I wanted to send a donation for the money bomb, is there an address I can send that to?
Yeah, there is. It's a good question. Let me grab that for you if we still have that, which I think we do. Let's see here. I think we have it listed in the About Us section. For all of our listeners out there, if you don't like PayPal and you don't have a credit card, and a lot of people don't, hey, you want to help us, you want to donate, you can send us a physical donation. That's to Wave Enterprises at 28248 North Tatum Boulevard. Suite B1, Box 281. That's Cave Creek, Arizona. And you can, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can just click About Us, click the photo, and that takes you right to our donation page. So, Tim, okay. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Make sure to give us a holler here pretty quick.
I will.
Yeah, keep us posted with what's going on in D.C.
Okay, I will.
Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Well, this is RROBI 31729. I got cut off earlier.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know how you got cut off, but we dropped the line, and I thought that was you. So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. But like I was saying, you know, we give all our money to these bootlicking cable companies. We need to give our money to the real alternative media, and that's what I begin to do. On this whole issue of these camps and these laws that they're passing, you know, everybody has to understand, and we have to get clear through everybody's mind to get through the fear that everybody has about these NDA laws. They were going to lock people up anyway without the laws. So, you know, they plan on taking the guns, doing all this stuff anyway. So we just have to stand up as individuals so that when they come, we're ready and we'll respond in kind. No one is preaching or practicing or wants to see anything be violent, but if someone comes to your home and perpetuates violence on you and wants to drag you off to an internment camp, you have an inalienable right to protect yourself from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So we need to get that out there make sure that everybody's aware that, you know, just because they pass this law, they don't mean nothing. They don't mean nothing because it's an unconstitutional law.
Yeah, well, the law, it's a formality at this point. But, you know, hey, they're passing this stuff into law, so it should just raise another major red flag. I mean, this is when the people that have been sitting in the dark, they need to check out this legislation, read it. And then,
you know, people's attitude is simple. People's attitude is, hey, if I don't do anything, if I don't interfere, I'm not doing anything, so it doesn't apply to me. That's what people's attitudes are. And an unfortunate thing about it, Chris, is that a lot of people are just not going to wake up until somebody's knocking on their door talking about report down to Section B-15. Get on this bus.
Yeah, well, that's when...
And that's just how it's going to be.
Crap.
You know, it's unfortunate.
When we start seeing people being taken out, you know, out of their houses and public figures, you know, thrown into internment camps, well, then, you know, then it'll be fresh in people's minds. So
look at it this way. There's people being rounded up and taken away and detained and everything all the time right now as we speak. Nobody knows about it. And that's the difference. Is it going to be a long, slow, very sneaky, gradual descent into tyranny, or is they going to one day just flip the switch because they think that they've run out of time and just go, okay, let's round everybody up. It'll be like a hoedown.
Yeah, see, the key is I think that regardless of what they do, you have to be aware, and all of the listeners and everybody out there has to be aware what they're going to do. how they're going to respond. And the responding part is going to be the tipping point where we decide where we're going to go and how and what next levels we're going to take this, and where we're going to plot our future from there. Because you have 23, how many millions of gun owners here in the United States? They can't do it all. If everybody stands up at the same time and says, hey, you're not going to take my gun, it's going to be on and popping, as we say in the streets of Brooklyn. Hey, it ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I can't visually see that happening. You're talking about all-out civil war on the streets.
Yeah, well, it would be, it's tough to imagine. But yeah, when they come after our guns here in this country, watch out. You know, we
exactly, and that's going to be the tipping point. That's going to be the point where everybody's going to stand up, because I'm speaking to people in my community and across on YouTube, and I'm not running into anybody that's going to be that's saying when they get a knock on their door, they're going to give up their guns. A lot of people have their guns on the ready right now. I mean, people have reconfigured how they keep their firearms in their houses as a result of this, to expect that knock. I mean, you got to understand where people's minds are. My guns are no longer locked up in the closet anymore. They're at the ready.
Yeah, they're ready. And hey, gun ownership, I mean, it's gone through the roof since 2008. I mean, people that never thought in a million years that they would own guns, people I know that don't like guns own guns now. So
yeah, I'm getting the same attitude too. People are saying, hey, you know, how can I go about buying a gun? What's the process that I need? And that's going to be another flag also, Chris. When they start shutting down and saying, when you hear people start talking about, hey, I can't get an application for a firearm anymore, then you're going to see that. You know, they can't just do it all at once. There's going to have to be in phases. There's going to be some clear warning signs that they're coming after the guns. Because if they just come after the guns, it's just going to trigger an all-out civil war.
It just can't happen. Small individual groups at a time. That's what Hitler did. That's what Stalin did. That's what the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia did. That's what the Chinese did. That's what the Japanese did. Every time that they want to go and slaughter a whole bunch of people, the first thing they do is they start targeting small, isolated groups and saying that we're going to take guns off them. And then they expand that group very gradually until eventually they've got the guns off of everybody and they can slaughter the whole country and nobody can do a dang thing to stop it.
The problem with that is, and I hear what you're saying, but the challenge with that is, simply put, what's going to happen when you have those small gun groups getting into battles with the army? Because those small groups are not just going to give up their guns. See, this is the problem. Once they go after every one person, everybody's going to be on high alert.
Yeah, well, we know it's going to come at some point. I mean, hey, we got the NDAA, right? Even if it's a formality, okay, we've got the detainment bill. We've got SOPA in the works, okay, coming, you know, early next year. So we've got the censorship legislation that they need. I mean, we just take a couple more steps, and we'll be looking at things like, hey, we're going to take away your guns now, or there's going to be a terror gun watch list, like there's a no-fly watch list now, where if you're a perceived terrorist, you can't fly. You know, you can't get out of the country. It'll be the same thing with guns. You just won't even be able to buy one. Hey, you know, you're a dissenter. We don't like your opinion. We don't like what you have to say. You know, you're an outspoken individual. We've seen a couple of your blog posts. You can't own a gun anymore in this country. Well, welcome to tyranny. So, caller, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to some of the rest of our calls when we get back. Vinny, hold on, my friend. Listeners, hold on. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Everybody, I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio Live. We're back after the short break. SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, a bill that literally threatens our very existence. Wanted to read a couple things to you. It says a House of Representatives committee met last week to discuss proposed amendments to the bill, a process that must be completed before the committee can decide whether to pass the legislation onto the full House for a vote. Dozens of amendments were proposed extending the markup process. An aide for the bill's lead sponsor, Texas Republican Lamar Smith, said the amendment review has been postponed until early next year. So they're thinking it could be somewhere around March, buying us, you know, about 3 months. They expect the bill to pass the committee and move on to a full House vote, but the proposed law's scope and content are the subject of active debate, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, this is going to be something we're going to have to monitor very closely. But again, laying the framework for internet censorship, shutting down free speech, a direct threat to our constitutional rights, the very liberty and freedom that we thought and people think that they still have. But of course, these freedoms are conditional. Vinny, are you still there, my friend?
Yeah.
So where do we go from here, Vinny? I mean, what are your thoughts 2012 as we approach this, you know, cataclysmic year? Any guesses of what we might see early 2012?
I think there's going to be an increased birth rate because in a crisis, people wind up shagging each other senseless.
Well, you know what? That is probably true. In fact, didn't we see an increase in the birth rates after September 11th?
Yeah! Oh my God, somebody blew up a building! Come here, honey! Oh yeah!
So we were talking about this casually over the break. Children, should you have a child in 2012? Should you have a kid? What kind of responsibility do you have to that child, potentially bringing them into the world that we have today? Should you wait 2012 out to see what happens if you don't already have kids?
I remember in the year 2000 how a whole bunch of couples were trying to get pregnant around a certain time of the year so that their baby would be born around New Year so that they might be the first baby of the new century, right?
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, there's going to be a certain time in 2012 where everybody's going to be going at it hardcore because they want their baby to be born on December 21st, 2012. The doom baby.
The doom baby. I tell you what, whoever the doom baby is, we should have him on the show for an interview.
hey, doom baby, what's cracking today?
It'll be like one of those E-Trade commercials, you know, but the baby's going to talk, though. It'll be a highly intelligent doom baby.
It'll be a star child doom baby.
It'll have
everything down. It'll be able to shape shift into a packet of cigarettes. It'll have all the powers that you could ever conceive of that you would see on a Pokemon commercial.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm noticing some comments in our chat room about the concept of children. Obviously, a lot of people listening have children. Okay, a lot of people out there have children. There's two schools of thoughts. Number one, I would say don't let the NWO dictate your family lifestyle. But number two, I'm really kind of talking about new parents, people that don't have kids yet, I think are thinking along the lines, how bad do things get? I mean, this is even among the unenlightened, you know, people experiencing the travails of the, you know, economy at the moment and employment, et cetera, are going, okay, if I have a kid, can I support this kid? And what kind of challenges do we have next year is what people, I think, are asking.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be real hard times for absolutely everybody. And what you said about the NWO dictating your family life really rings true for me, because the NWO are eugenicists. They don't want people to have babies at all. And consequently, they've made life very hard for anybody who would conceivably have a child. So I think if you're really against the New World Order, just bugger it. It doesn't matter how prepared you are or whatever. Have a child. Make truth of babies.
And that's a positive outcome to that school of thought. Truth or babies, and they can all be a part of the revolution for truth.
That's right. And it doesn't matter whether or not you can feed them or whatever, because a truth or baby knows how to garden. It doesn't matter whether or not you have to send them to school or anything like that, because a truth or baby knows how to Google documentaries.
Well, hey, let's face facts. It's these future generations that are going to be rebuilding this thing. I mean, hey, it's probably just gotten started, really, with the movement. I mean, this is really probably the nascent stages. So we're depending on future these kids and our future generations to rebuild and to support this thing. So
exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're celebrating Christmas, get yourself a good supply of mistletoe and make some truth of babies.
It's a good time for a little loving, a little shagging. So jobless claims came out today, and Wall Street, the Wall Street whores are just so excited about it because they supposedly fall to their lowest since April 2008. It says new claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week to its lowest level in more than 3.5 years, suggesting the labor market recovery was gaining speed. But then I read the next report here. It says a $45 billion cost to cutting unemployment benefits. Besides the extension of the payroll tax cut, the inaction by Congress also means extended unemployment benefits will begin to be cut off starting in the first week of January. If not remedied early by lawmakers, that will result in a big hit to consumer spending and U.S. economic growth for the year. Economist RBS Securities said the government is estimating that 2.15 million people will exhaust their benefits by mid-February if the federal emergency unemployment compensation programs are not extended. And in that case, of those 2.15 million people, that will mean roughly $27 billion less money in the hands of Americans who generally spend those dollars quickly, obviously, because they are unemployed. It's directly affecting GDP output, GDP growth, something we talk about all the time. It's exactly what they've been fabricating with quantitative easing to infinity. And we can't beat around the bush with growth. Global GDP growth is decelerating worldwide. And it's the white elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it. They just want to live in la-la land, Vinny.
Yeah, well, there's speaking of the elephant in the room, the comedy sketch last night, we've got these two incredibly obese politicians. One of them is Jerry Brownlee, and one of them is Paula Bennett. Now, Paula Bennett's the minister of social development, and anybody who's getting a government subsidy or check or anything like that is basically going through this enormous woman. And they're the elephant in the room. And they don't realize it. Yeah. And what they're doing now is they're cutting off benefits to virtually everybody they can. Solo mums, sick people, everybody who's got an injury on a sickness benefit has to go in and get retried under even more stricter circumstances. Most people are just being tossed off without even being told about it. You know, that kind of thing. You ever sitting there on a government check, you're unemployed, you can't find a job, you're looking every day, and all of a sudden the thing that is going to pay for your food that week just suddenly doesn't come and nobody tells you why? That's what's going on here. And the government is getting, oh, well, we're trying to create jobs and everything. Meanwhile, 1,000 New Zealanders out of a population of only 4 million, you know, infinitesimal, 1,000 New Zealanders a week, 50,000 a year, wind up going directly to Australia because they cannot find any decent prospects of work in this country.
Yeah, what is the, what would you say the work ethic is like in New Zealand? Is it similar to the States? Is it more like Europe? What is it like?
First of all, if, in order to clarify that, what's the work ethic in the States? Because I've met two types of Americans. One is the incredibly creative, expressive, exuberant, and go get 'em attitude nature, and the other one is the I'm just here for a while and I'm going to do the bare effing minimum.
Yeah, well, I would say that's actually fairly good judgment there. I would say it depends. I think that America is known for working harder, I would argue, but probably not smarter at all times. Of course,
see,
you know,
New Zealanders are the opposite. We prefer to work smarter rather than harder, which is why, incidentally, a lot of us are really lazy, but very creative.
Well, that's
and create
stuff.
And create ways to get out of work.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this for some time. Even if that's just a stereotype, that America has been the hardest working country in the world, and it probably is a stereotype because, of course, Vinny, the United States of America is the greatest country on the planet. Were you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, you know, we stand in awe the United States. Like, you know, when you're in a city, right, and you can see light in the sky at night, that's exactly what we can see from New Zealand when we look in the direction of the United States. Just this big, bright, shining light in the middle of the freaking night. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so luminous.
Well, hey.
Worship it and consume its products.
Well, let's face facts. I mean, Vinny, the rest of the world has to look up to all these bailouts and all this fraud and corruption that we're known for out here. I mean, it is something to strive for.
Well, you know, I'm 6 foot four, so people already look up to me.
Well, I guess that's the truth. You don't even need to institute any of these quantitative easing programs to get people to look up to you. Let's go to one of our callers here. Hi, you're on Green Wave Radio Live.
Hey, Chris, this is Flat Broke here. Been in your forum, talk to Falcon and all those. I'm going to try to make this quick because if I don't answer my phone, my wife gets all nervous and stuff. Basically, Greg Hunter, who is an investigative journalist for USAWatchdog.com. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh, no!
I know, I think we lost him. Are you still there, my friend?
No.
Oh, man. Gone. Okay, Flat Broke, I know you can hear us. Give us a call when we come back on after the quick break here. We'll bring you on. Denny, that always happens, huh? I swear to God, the CIA is tapping these phone calls.
Oh, yeah. They love them, mate. This is what they listen to in order to lull themselves to sleep at night. Ah, there's people out there who think they can beat us and stop me exterminated with a 2012 world government uber black uniform wearing scum come in and kill them all. Ah.
We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Back to Flat Broke in just a few.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now entering the Daily Wave, hosted by Mr. Christopher Green himself. Oh, me? I'm just a fellow truth speaker. I go by the name of Doctrine. Welcome to the Daily Wave, starring Christopher Green, alternative media king, preaching truth on the screen.
Looks like we got him back on the line. He disconnected before a quick break there. Flat Broke, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, can you hear me this time, Chris?
I can hear you, yeah. So what were you telling us there? You just got cut off right when you're getting to the juicy part.
Yeah, okay. Greg Hunter, I don't know if you know who he is. He has a website, usawatchdog.com. Anyway, he's been an investigative journalist for major companies, ABC, CNN, and he basically come out yesterday on Alex Jones, and I know a lot of people have their opinions about Alex, but anyway, what he gets to is the meat and potatoes of the financial situation and what is going to happen to us. All the stuff that we can actually prove. What people need to do is get copies of these or watch them or pass them around to people. Anything that happens to affect somebody's wallet, they're willing to listen to, for one, okay? Secondly, you know, they're always arguing about this tax bill up there, over $40 payoff toward everybody, okay? Now, let me ask you a question is why can they sit there and stumble around over paying us $40, which is our money to begin with, and then without any question, 2 weeks later, they're handing out billions to these other banks and stuff, okay? Last point I want to make, because I got to make it quick, because if I don't answer my telephone, my wife gets worried. But anyway, we have Alex Jones also come out with something else, and I know, like I said, a lot of people don't know what to think of Alex, but very important stuff that came out from a civil worker who works at the Department of Defense, Joe Joseph. Pretty much gives you what they're planning with this martial law and taking over everything. So I just thought I'd point those things out to you. Very important stuff. It's getting down to the line. And, Vinny, I don't think we have till next year. A lot of people are always asleep as it is now. What's going to happen is going to happen when we're in the holiday season. Something dramatic is going to happen over the holiday season. There's plenty of people talking about it. You can go to LaRouchePack.com and start checking this stuff out for yourself. But we don't have much time, okay?
Yeah, well, I think that the time is and always has been now, and we can't waste any of it at any point.
Yes, but it's down to where they're just itching to get some kind of war started.
Yeah, okay. The war's here, you know, whether or not people want to believe it or not. And you're right, Flat Broke.
Can I ask you something? What's harder than starting a war? Stopping it? Can you think of one point through your entire life where the United States hasn't been at war with somebody?
Well, you know, when you're growing up, you don't seem to pay attention to all this stuff because, oh boy, you get a nice bicycle at Christmas and, you know, everything's just all good and everything. And, you know, but the thing is, if you stopped and paid attention like I did, I heard my everybody that was around me always complaining about this isn't getting done and this isn't getting done. And you wonder, why didn't they say something years ago about this? And it's just piled up and piled up and piled up to where the point where...
Did you ever read 1984?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever watch the movie? Because I didn't read the book. I watched the movie and got born in 1984. So I thought about the whole idea that they put across that constant war is going to be the normal state of things. And then you fast forward to today, 1984. What's the U.S. doing? Constant war.
Yeah. Well, it's like Flat Broke was saying. I mean, this has been building up over generations, over decades. Maybe we can argue longer than that. It's just gone to the point they can't continue the Ponzi scheme anymore. And that's what's coming to roost. Hey, it's a gigantic Ponzi scheme. Here we go down the rabbit hole. There's nothing else they can do. I mean, they fabricated everything that they possibly can. And just like our caller was bringing up, and I'm looking at the story right here called, "Wah, no pizza tonight. Sad stories roll in at request of Obama White House." Okay, a real sob story. Exactly. Ask yourself the question. Why is there so much focus over $40 a paycheck? Okay, why is this, conquering the mainstream media?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Flatbrook. I mean, why is this a big deal? The reason is it's a diversion. Who cares? $40 a paycheck doesn't make any kind of difference when we're talking about trillions of dollars worth of bailouts, when we're talking about trillions of dollars worth of new stimulus, Vinny. I mean...
Well, this is what you need at Christmas for the stimulus, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there buying their pseudoephedrine and whatnot, preparing for the New Year's Eve party, and of course the World Bankers are no different. They've got to have at least $1 billion worth of cocaine on board when they sail out into international waters to have their fabulous New Year's Eve party as they celebrate the death of all the slaves that are going to exterminate with the world and government and extermination forces. It's going to be great.
Here's a question: how do people even keep a straight face? I mean, honestly, politicians, the bankers, the mainstream media.
I have an answer for you. Botox.
Well, Botox, yes. That could be a possibility. But I mean, when people
Do you know what Botox means? It means botulism toxin. You inject botulism toxin into your face to make you prettier.
Yeah, I've never really thought it worked that well. To be honest, not that I've tried it, but the people that I see try it. The people that I see, you get the Hollywood before after shots, and it's like, I don't even see, it looks like crap anyways. Why would people want to do this to themselves? I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like the Michael Jackson syndrome,
Yeah. And funny enough, I was thinking about Michael Jackson today, just what a freak he was. Just looking at him, the behaviors and all of that sort of stuff. And then, of course, you go on the other side of the fence where he's actually advocating against the NWO type stuff, and he's just being discredited as a result. So, I don't know. It brings about for me, and I think this is something that was on my mind very pertinently lately, that it's difficult to discern these days because there's so much out there. And I think it was like Jack Blood said on my show, there are many truths. There are many truths. And I think everybody's getting a little bit confused, including myself. I'm starting to feel a little bit confused, a little bit kind of, where do we go now? What do I do? There's so much going on. How do I make up my mind about it?
Sure. Well, that's a natural experience in a collapsed environment. I mean, picture yourself in Rome, with the collapse of Rome. I'm sure there was a ton of confusion. I'm sure that the masses really didn't know what was going on. I bet people were questioning what the deal was. You're going to have systemic shocks like we had in 2008, followed by prolonged periods of confusion where people just don't understand what's happening. But it's all a part of the downward spiral. And, we always get accused in the alternative media for being fearmongers. You're the doom and gloomer, you truthers, talking about the real economy and economic conditions and just the reality, just truth. I'm looking at an article right now. This is coming from CNBC. The mainstream media, I mean, if anyone should get accused of doom and gloom and being a fearmonger, it's the mainstream media. It's our politicians and bankers that sell the idea that if we don't bail out these companies, the too big to fails, and continue with the stimulus, that the world comes to an end, that it's Armageddon. Like what we see in the movies. It's exactly what they pitch to us. But I'm reading this article. This is from Market Insider, our favorite propaganda news outlet, CNBC. It says, 5 things investors have to worry about in 2012. So they're already telling you to worry. And here are the 5 things to worry about next year. Number 1, conflict with Iran. The U.S. and other Western countries are moving to put economic sanctions on Iran for its nuclear weapons program. Talks about tensions rising. So what does that tell us? Well, we're already at war with Iran. We may have sanctions on them, but that is an act of war itself. Vinny, what's your opinion with what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, according to Lindsay Williams, the war on Iran is off. okay, and it's not going to happen. They're going to fearmonger about it and get everybody freaked out and distract people with it, like, oh, he's a boogeyman, is he doing the boogeyman? But other than that, no, not going to happen. Although everybody else is saying, and I mean virtually everybody else, is concerned about it to no end. I don't know. Bob Chapman, for example, when I interviewed him, he said that World War III is on the cards. It is imminent. It is being planned. It is going to happen. There's a definite likelihood. Okay. Mm. And so what do people do in order to get out of major economic depressions?
Go to war.
Yeah. It's the only way you can make money because, hey, governments has to borrow billions or trillions of quadrillions of bazillions of frickin' dollars in order to get your hands on some weapons to go blow the Shiite Muslim out of some other people, in some cases, literally.
Yeah, well, we need to understand that. The people of the world need to understand this. I think a lot of them do. But killing other people is very lucrative. It's a business, and it's why we're constantly at war. Is that not correct, Vinny?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You know, it's the war profiteer mentality. How much does it cost to buy an incredibly dangerous weapon? Quite a bit, don't you think? Because, hey, dangerous weapons cost money, and a lot of money at that. So who better to have a dangerous weapon manufacturing base and a huge amount of industry built in around weapons manufacturing than the United States? Because after all, who else is as constantly at war and provoking new stuff where they get to play with all these new toys?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the mentality now. War has become a game. Shooting people has become amusing. Throwing puppies off a cliff has become a test of manhood. Beating sheep to death with baseball bats is something you do for fun.
Yeah, watching
the military
good, watching
is going out fun. Of their mind. And they're all medicated as well. This is another thing that's happening, is that so many vets are taking these prescription meds. You have a look at the side effects, and it's like, may cause homicidal behavior, may cause suicidal behavior, may cause debilitating stomach cramps, memory loss, irritability, aggression,
irritable bowel syndrome, so on and so forth.
Irritable bowel syndrome. And a scary drill sergeant will give you that as well.
I was just trying to get a symptom in there, or a side effect, rather.
Well, there's an entire multitude. I remember one of my friends, he got put in a mental ward. He had a bit of an episode one time. No mental problems other than that. And he was force medicated on stuff, and he didn't know what the side effects were. The psychiatrist, you know, just sits there and goes, oh, maybe a little bit of weight loss. I Googled these two drugs, and it took me four whole text messages to text him the symptoms, and just the big ones, right? Mm. And I said, do you have any of these, bro? And he says, mate, I have them all.
Yeah, yeah, well,
So
these medications aren't good for you, Vinny. Come on. I mean,
well, no. The thing is, they call them side effects, but they're not side effects. They are the effects, okay? They're the intended effects, so that you will go in and get another drug that will make you feel even worse, and that will prompt you to go in and get another drug, okay? It's a total scam from start to finish. Psychotropic drugs do absolutely no good to anybody, really, at any time, okay? Not better than diet alternatives, okay? You got somebody who's going crazy, being irritating, and being a real pain in the ass, tell them to stop drinking Coke. Tell them to stop eating fast, processed foods. And you'll be surprised just how quickly their behavior starts to turn around, okay? It's because people are sick. That's what's happening. That's what happens. You get so angry, so irritable, and so clumsy, and so out of control when you're sick, don't you? That's what's happening. We're purposely now being poisoned virtually all the time. You walk into any gas station, any 7-Eleven, anywhere, and you will look for something healthy. You cannot find it. You literally cannot. It is all pre-packaged, shelf life for 10 years, irradiated crap. Everywhere. can't escape it. And the organic movement is now being contaminated to the point where under you, I think it's under Food and Drug Administration, you can have up to 10% contamination and still be called organic. And they're passing legislation to now make it up to 30% contamination and have it still be called organic.
Okay, yeah, well, so, I remember when the green movement, remember everything's going green? This was pre-collapse, you know, even though it was more expensive to go green. It was the, you know, the latest crave or the latest wave. And, you know, look how that's changed ever since the financial collapse. All of a sudden, it's back to basics.
It's going to be a little house on the prairie. And this is the thing. How old is your food? Okay, really is the question asked. Is our children learning? But really, even rarer is the question asked, where does my food come from? How old is it? What chemicals were used in its production? How long has it been sitting there on that shelf waiting for me to purchase it? Was it shipped in from overseas a week ago? Okay, if you got something right out of the ground or snapped off a tree branch that you want to eat and it goes straight into your mouth, beautiful. That's the best way to do it. Raw and fresh. And it tastes better too. Whereas everybody, for some reason, thinks that convenience is a lot better. Now, what's more convenient? Having to go down to a store or a supermarket and buy yourself a new lettuce, or just walk out to your garden that you've got outside and pluck off a few leaves?
Yeah, well, dependence is lucrative for the big corporations, and you know, whether or not we're talking about big corporate America or government agencies, they want your dependence on them. That's how they control you. That's how the healthcare system, like you were saying, controls you through medication and God knows, you know, what else. So it's the reality. I'm reading well, here.
Here's something I wanted to interject here, because we're talking about gun ownership and all of that kind of stuff like that. What happens when everybody gets cut off their meds and you've got 40 million gun owners on medication in America?
Could get ugly.
Think about that. That'll put you to sleep nice and happy tonight. Hey, what were the Columbine shooters on? Oh yeah, that's right, Prozac. What was the Washington gunman's? What was he on? Oh yeah, right, Zoloft. You know, all these mass shootings and very scary killings and whatnot are either A, the result of gun bans, because there's nobody with a gun to actually cap this person as they walk through the door with a semi-automatic spraying, you know, like in Israel, for example, everybody got concealed carries and now terrorists can't use AK-47s to attack anybody anymore because a 70-year-old lady would pull a pistol out of her handbag and shoot you. You know, now they've got gun bans on all the campuses everywhere. So it's a perfect place for somebody with a machine gun to come in and kill them all.
Yeah, the only person with guns is the crazy guy on Zoloft or Prozac, and everyone else is unarmed.
Yeah, well, if you've got an armed society, it's a polite society. That's the one immutable truth. More guns, less crime.
Absolutely, and it's an excellent advertisement for drugs like Prozac. You know, get your Prozac today, and side effects include mass killings at your local school or local Walmart. We'll be back here in just a few minutes, guys. Give us a few. Got a quick commercial. We'll be right back. Hang on.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Can I pass away?
Hey, everybody, I'm Christopher Green. This is Green Wave Radio Live. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood of The Vinny Eastwood Show. Also on our network, AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Check them out if you haven't already. You know, I'm reading here in the fear-mongering list from CNBC. Again, we were talking about how the alternative media always gets accused of fear-mongering. But I'm reading this from CNBC.com, their latest newswire, talking about the five things investors have to worry about in 2012. One of the five is an Iraq civil war. It says just a day after the U.S. pulled out of Iraq, the country's Shiite-denominated government ordered the rest of Sunni vice president, I don't think I can pronounce that guy's name, so I'm not even going to try, accusing him of running death squads and assassinating public officials. Okay, here's another newswire from Baghdad. It says a wave of bombings ripped across Baghdad on Thursday morning, killing at least 69 people and injuring almost 200 in the worst violence Iraq has seen in months. The apparently coordinated attacks left a bloodbath just days after American forces left the country. So were we not there, according to our politicians, to somehow restore order and peace to the region? Because sure doesn't look like it. I mean, we've got bombs going off left and right. blowing people's arms and legs off and dismembering
children. Well, just remember after a bomb goes off, it is quite peaceful, isn't it? Because nobody's alive!
Everybody's dead. Yeah, I mean...
We did bring peace to the region by blowing them to pieces!
If that worked, why not just nuke these places? You know, because that's what I get from a lot of Americans, too. They have no idea what they're talking about. I'll mention the Middle East or some NATO bombing that, you know, massacres, like, you know, a bunch of school children. And they'll just go, oh, I don't care, you know, just nuke the region. Just nuke
them. Don't worry. I've seen bad, terrible terrorist archetypes on the movies hundreds of times. I'm very familiar with the region, and they're all evil, and they're not very nice to their women. So nuke them. Nuke them all!
You sound like the average American.
Yeah, oh, it's a sad, God. Sad thing when somebody from New Zealand can get your number, isn't it?
yes, you've got the stereotype down well, Vinny. So
How does a stereotype become a stereotype?
Well, that's an excellent point. A stereotype becomes a stereotype because there's some truth in it.
Yeah, and of course you can't tell everybody that all these stereotypes and whatnot don't exist, because that's just a freaking lie. Just like the stereotype of some evil banker scumbaggery businessman who's going to rape your country via excessive loans via the World Bank. Okay, that's a stereotype as far as I'm concerned, because we just elected one as the leader of the opposition party in this country.
Yeah, very scary, that's for sure. This is pretty interesting. I'm reading an article from the Wall Street Journal. It says Ron Paul's doomsday portfolio. Again, he has to make all this information public. It says, according to data available through his 2010 Form A financial disclosure statement filed in May, Paul's portfolio is valued between $2.44 million and $5.5 million. It actually seems kind of low. I would have thought Paul's wealthier. Maybe that's just his investment account. It says that his portfolio isn't merely different. It's shockingly different, and it's positioned for a doomsday scenario. It says, yes, about 21% of Rep. Paul's holdings are in real estate. 14% are in cash, but he owns no bonds or bond funds and has only 0.1% in stock funds. So a tenth of 1% in stock funds. Furthermore, the stock funds that Paul does own are all short or making bets against U.S. stocks. One is actually a double inverse on the short side fund that on a daily basis goes up twice as much as its stock benchmark goes down. The remainder of his portfolio is fully 64% of his assets is entirely in gold and silver mining stocks.
And what survives inflationary problems and stores wealth during times of economic collapse?
Gold and silver. We said that almost in unison. Yeah, and this is what the article is saying, coming from the writer that was covering this. He says there's many possible doomsday scenarios for the U.S. economy and financial markets, explains Mr. Bernstein. And Paul's portfolio protects against only one of them, unexpected inflation accompanied by a collapse in the value of the dollar.
And it was Peter Schiff, wasn't it? They're saying that the dollar is going to be tossed out as the world reserve currency. That's the reason why Americans have got cheap gas, cheap food, and capable of traveling all over the world and purchasing products all over the place, because your currency is the world traded currency and everybody's got some of it. When that gets dumped, everything goes. Okay, there goes your cheap gas, cheap food, your cheap rent, everything. That's what happened to England. It's what happened to England when they changed the world reserve currency from the sterling to the US dollar. They went into, they had to basically make quite a few adjustments.
Well, sure. That's why everything's an illusion. I mean, if we measure the stock market performance of the Dow Jones Industrial Average against gold or against real inflation, things don't look that good. Things look actually depression-like. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with. That's why it doesn't matter. They can fabricate, you know, Dow 14,000 for that matter. But if it's destroying the dollar and we lose the dollar ultimately as a reserve currency, well, guess what? You're in poverty.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be Kim Jong-il style.
So lonely, incomplete, real alone.
It's a depletion.
I love that movie. Team America.
Yeah. Hey. Well, I was thinking the whole Team America thing is kind of a great foreshadowing of what we could really expect. People that are getting shot down out of the air by Kim Jong-il's piloted aircraft going, we have lost intelligence, we have no intelligence. I think that's about right, because that's what's happened now. We've all been chemically lobotomized to a large degree, and even the smartest people of today are dumb by comparison to the smart people of yesteryear, who didn't have 100,000 plus chemicals or something like that being exposed to through the course of their life, nor do they have 200 chemicals being detected in their freaking tubes that they're feeding out of their mothers while they're still inside the womb. 200 chemicals they've just found now. Comes out of the placenta. It's we're a contaminated species, man. We're really contaminated. And we all need to detox. And this is a full spectrum detox I'm talking about here. You need to detoxify your body. You need to detoxify the information that you're winding up receiving from people, anybody insulting you or telling you that you're not good enough or too bad to make a difference or anything like that. F off! I'm not going to listen to you because you're making me feel worse. Just like you need to detox your government. Anybody who says, nah, can't happen, won't happen, we're not going to be able to change this government, that's just the way it is, F off! We're going to vote you out. You are no longer going to be an incumbent. Hey, I just created a new word, incumbent. It's a mixture of incumbent and incompetent.
We'll add that to the Vinnie Eastwood dictionary. Vinnie, I'm reading here, Alec Baldwin loses his appetite for the New York City mayoral run, the mayor run. It says he's closed the door on a possible run for mayor of New York City in 2013 during his weekly podcast. He says, I've just lost my appetite. When asked about a run for office by his guest movie director, Stephen Daldry. What do you think about Alec Baldwin? You think that's a loss to the people of New York? I've seen him on the streets before asked directly about, hey, what do you think about closing the Federal Reserve? He says, you know what? I haven't seen any evidence on how that would improve our situation, so I'm just not sure. The way he beats around the bush on the questions that are asked him, it's I guess it's kind of politician-like, but maybe there's someone else out there that can lie to us a little bit better than him.
Yeah, exactly. You've got Obama, I've got Eric Baldwin.
Yeah, I don't know if you read the, there was some article out where he got kicked off a flight. I think it was it American Airlines or something like that, because he was playing the new Words for Friend video game app. And I think that was just a plug for the app, honestly. I think that was just brilliant marketing. I don't know if you heard that in New Zealand, but it was all over the press here in the States. Just some of that mindless drip, you know, the mindless propaganda drip. We've got the entire financial system imploding on itself. Millions it's like unemployed.
It's like the intellectual equivalent of a Thorazine drip.
Yeah.
Are we losing? It's like we're losing motor function here. In fact, that was what Thorazine was originally developed for, is to immobilize people. It stops them from being able to move. And that's what they found was really good for mental patients and things like that earlier on in the day, because they just didn't want them moving around. They didn't want to have to actually look after them or listen to them or do anything. They could just stop them from moving and keep them alive. And I think that's not entirely dissimilar from how the mainstream media works on our minds today, is it? They're just stopping us from doing things and just barely staying alive. You know, people aren't getting active to a large degree. But again, people are like doom and gloom about all of this. I'm not. I say bring the doom on. I say become one with the madness. You know, we talked about insanity over the break, and I made the point that you cannot understand insanity without becoming insane. And that's what this stuff that we talk about here on this show is, Chris. Most of it is insane. Not because it's not true, but because it is true. That because the minds that came up with all of this conspiracy, the minds who came up with all this scumbaggery, the minds that came up with all this eugenicism are all freaking madmen. And who are the ones in charge of your life virtually all day, every day? The people who support the system, the people who have gone crazy.
Sure. Psychological terrorists.
Yeah. I mean, we're living in like this sort of global information lockdown religion type thing, you know? I mean, that's how I see it, is you just, you know, that's forbidden. And if you don't obey the laws of what you're not supposed to be looking at, as opposed to what you should be doing, then we're going to make sure that you're punished in very severe and nasty ways. Like if you're deciding that, hey, I don't want to be a slave anymore, I'm going to quit my job, all of a sudden you get the consequence of not having any money.
Yeah, well, when the reality sets in, and that's what I think 2012, I think it's a good way to describe it, is welcome to the hangover. You know, welcome post a fabricated economic collapse. You know, it's the hangover of from quantitative easing and stimulus and, you know, the propaganda that's been sold to us. Welcome to reality. You know, welcome to the new world. I mean, here we are, global war, global poverty, you know, global deceleration in growth, anemic growth, the lack of it. Welcome to the housing loss decade, maybe longer. You know, welcome to the hangover. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be far worse than what we would have gotten if we would have just addressed this in 2008 the right way by letting these firms and companies just go out of business. That's what capitalism is. That's how it works. I mean, I know that these guys, you know, these politicians on Washington, just they don't get that because, you know, we've got to save them from themselves. We got to save them from their own gambling that they've created and used to steal from the American people in the first place. You know, this is where we are today, Vinny.
Yeah, well, people are going to wake up and realize that the party is over. They're going to sober up and realize that life is not about the night before. Life is actually really about the morning after and dealing with the consequences of ignoring reality. Because you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality, as Ayn Rand said. And I was thinking about a creative solution to this problem. Considering all this debt was just made up, why don't we just make up that it doesn't exist? Why don't we have a jubilee? That's what the Crown did back in the day when they had all copious quantities of monstrous debt. They had a jubilee, which means to forgive all the debt. If this problem is so made up, okay, if it's so monstrous and it's too big to handle, then that is the creative solution I advocate, really, is a jubilee. Forgive all that debt. Take the rocks off of people's backs. That doesn't need to be there. It doesn't freaking exist. It was made up by crazy people who wanted to steal the wealth of the world, and they think that they're going to profit by people paying back this fake crap that they made up. Heck no. Sorry, mate. We'll show you what theft feels like when we stop paying off all that fake debt that you made up. And all of a sudden, all your projections and everything of you've got and world dominance through financial, military, and psychological means will be kaput. And you ain't got nothing. And we're going to take your houses. We're going to take your cars. And you've got to surrender. So, any new world order operative or agent out there just needs to freaking surrender right here, right now. And you will be given a certain amount of leniency. If you don't surrender, if you're keen to fight on to the bitter end, and we know that you'll lose because you're few and we are many, okay? You're uncreative and insane.
Yeah, well, the jubilee, the problem is the jubilee's starting and has already started without the approval of the elite. People just aren't paying anymore. They're not paying their mortgage. They're just letting it go. So, you know, that's the problem. You've got a generation. You've got this moral hazard. People just stop paying. They stop buying into the system. The whole thing crumbles right down to the ground. And there's a reason why the elites aren't going to, you know, officially indoctrinate that jubilee, because that'd be like letting your slaves go. I mean, come on, that's the source of all their wealth. So certainly they're not going to free their slaves.
Hey, that's what Israel is, a jubilee.
So, 2012, Vinny, welcome to the global hangover. It's going to get interesting. We want to hear your calls. We want to hear from you guys. Give us a buzz. That's 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
He said, son,
hey everybody, I'm have you Green. Seen this is the Green world? Wave Radio Live podcasting say? Worldwide. We're back sharing truth and light with the world. Of course, we've got the holidays are here. People are doing their Christmas shopping. Tis 3 days before Christmas, and at each brokerage house, the only thing stirring was the click of a mouse. Down on the exchange, the tape inches along. Brokers bargained and traded as they hummed an old song. The Fed struggled and struggled, but few jobs did we see. Despite lots of projections, there was no QE3. The space shuttle ended and borders shut down. Alec Baldwin with an iPhone behaved like a clown. Prince William took Kate to be his fair bride, and Lohan took a necklace that she then couldn't hide. Kim Kardashian married. It lasted 10 weeks, and in this year's hot movie, we hear nobody speaks. We had hacking and fracking, angry birds filled our screens, and vampires did love scenes. Who knows what that means? Spider-Man finally opened, Harry Potter matured, hurricanes brought great flooding, but we somehow endured. There was Sheen, there was Wiener, they brought little to cheer. But it's Christmas time, Alice, and Santa is near. So stop looking backwards, have a cup of good cheer, and kiss you a loved one, raise your hopes for next year. And amidst all the trading Christmas themes, we will heed and share our good fortune with families in need. And tomorrow they'll pause as we wait on the bell to sing a tradition, a song for old Nell. Don't let this year's problems impede Christmas cheer. Resolve to be happy throughout the new year. And resist ye Grinch feelings. Let joy never stop. Put the bad at the bottom. Keep the good on the top. So count up your blessings along with you worth. You're still living here in the best place on earth. And thank ye of wonders that light children's eyes and hope Santa will bring you that Christmas surprise. So play ye a carol by Mario Lanza unless you are waiting to celebrate Kwanzaa. that didn't seem to rhyme as well there. Hanukkah's just beginning, but Ramadan's gone. Different folks, different holidays, yet each spirit lives on. Whatever your feast is, we hope you all still find yourself just surrounded by folks of goodwill. Friday, as the bell rings, hark to your heart's call, and as Santa would shout, Merry Christmas to all. That is from Art Cashin. That's his season greetings poem. Most of you probably know who he is. He's the UBS trader on the stock exchange. Vinny, I thought we would just lighten it up with a little rhyming there.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with a little rhyming from UBS.
A little rhyming, a little rapping into the new year as we approach.
Hey, rapping and not just presents.
Not just presents.
Yes. Hey, I was thinking, what was it? There was a Star Wars Christmas joke, I think.
Luke, I know what you're getting for Christmas. I have felt your presence.
That's a pretty good impression.
Well, thank you.
That's good. You know, I think you could do Vinny. Voiceovers are definitely in your in store in your future.
Yes, I studied at Oxford with James Earl Jones. Yes,
James Earl Jones does have an awesome voice, though, doesn't he? I mean, that is one of the most resonating voices I've ever heard.
Yeah, I love the bit on Family Guy where they're doing auditions for Darth Vader, and it's like James Earl Jones with his fat pouring out of a Darth Vader suit, and they're like, James, we just need you for the voiceover.
Well, it reminds me of the movie, what was it, Field of Dreams, If You Build It, They Will Come. I kind of feel like that's like what the truth movement's about, and what alternative media is about. If you build it, they will come. The people will come. People are seeking truth. And light, Vinny, it really is the only light that we have left in a very dark abyss of tyranny, oppression. It really is a disgrace to humanity how we literally are physically, figuratively, emotionally, and psychologically chained to debt and chained to this enslavement by this cabal of criminals that walks scot-free. And as the poem was articulating, just, you know, kind of skip their way, you know, free of any kind of prosecution or free of any kind of recourse. They're just able to steal from the masses and get away with it. Just the world that we live in.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you allow the government to partner with the corporations. The corporations wind up telling the government what to do rather than the government arresting people who represent those corporations who are breaking laws. Because now the companies can just go to the government and say, hey, look, that law that we're breaking is not good for business. So we'd like you to change it, please. Here's a bill that's 1,000 pages long. This will probably solve it. There you go. Okay. Does anybody have to read it? No, just pass it through the House.
and pass it under urgency. Urgency! And pass it retroactively. Retroactively!
Yeah, well, I'm actually surprised, you know, they passed the NDAA so fluidly. I mean, it was so easy to pass the, you know, the police state bill here in America. What's taken so long with SOPA? I mean, there's got to be a reason. They must be really clamping down on internet censorship, because I would have thought they would have just got this done pre-2012. But now they're going to give it a couple more months. You know, Obama's going to slide a couple more lines in there of tyranny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just not quite tyrannical enough. It's like the Scots, for example, trying to find a new land.
It's like, oh, it's not very warm in Scotland this time of year. We're gonna go find another place to live. So we go down to New Zealand and we find this harbour called Auckland, and it sucks because it's warm. It's like a fruity tropical rainforest down there. So we're gonna go further south, and it gets a little bit colder, but it's not quite cold enough. Until eventually, we wind up settling in a little town called Dunedin, which we build the houses to insulate the cold, so it's just like home.
You know, that's basically the migration story of the Scots, not entirely different from the progressive story of government. They just wind up making a huge amount of effort to end up in the exact same situation that they were trying to get away from, because it's the only thing that they know and it's the only thing that's comfortable for them. Why do you think the government and the laws and the taxes and the fines and the police state measures are only getting worse? Because the same consciousness that created these problems cannot solve it, as Albert Einstein said. It's our consciousness, our awakening, our media, our country, our world that we've got to take back, because these unconscious prats who have no concern for the value or the sanctity of human life will destroy everything that you hold dear, and they will not stop unless you actually stop them yourself. Yourself, okay? They're going to take even that from you. They're going to take your ability to think for yourself. Take that away from your children. And hey, if you protest or if you don't get out there, okay, it's a very dangerous situation.
Well, it's extremely dangerous. Vinny, I don't know. We started this show today. We were talking just about, you know, the calm before the storm can be a good thing. And I think it is. You know what? If we've got a little bit of time before 2012, which who knows if we do, you know, let's certainly take advantage of it, because it's going to hit the fan soon. You can't continue the Ponzi scheme. You can't continue to fabricate this debt implosion. You can't do it. You know, we've talked about this many times before. Why is it that global leadership is consolidating all this sovereign debt into one place? Well, it's really easy to understand. It's because they're going to dump it. How are they going to dump it? Anybody's guess. But when they dump it, welcome to poverty. Welcome to the collapse of fiat currency. Welcome to the inflation holocaust. It's exactly why people like Ron Paul are, you know, 60% gold, silver, and these mining companies. A lot of them, I was reading, are microcaps, actually, that Paul owns. And here's a guy who's been ridiculed for his investments for at least over a decade. Guy's been right on target. It's been the era you've wanted to be. You got the criminals on Wall Street telling you, hey, buy, buy, buy. You know, the Jim Cramer mentality. Get in on it. You know, I remember Jim Cramer earlier last year giving his top 10 reasons why to buy Bank of America stock when the thing was trading at $19 a share. It said $5.40 dancing around the bottom on its way to zero. I mean,
you know, who also had decent shares in the Bank of America? The New Zealand Prime Minister, John Key, who also incidentally owns shares in gold mining companies.
Well,
these people know what's up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So did John Paulson, you know, and he got the 2008 crash. You know, obviously he made boatloads of money, billions of dollars. He was able to convince Goldman Sachs to create these derivative products that didn't even exist before so he could profit on the housing collapse. And, you know, hey, that's just being, I guess, entrepreneurial. It wasn't fraudulent what he did. He pretty much played everything by the book. But even these guys are getting it wrong in this environment. It just shows you how difficult it is. And then, hey, look at Warren Buffett, too. And we talked about how his investment, his $5 billion in preferred guaranteed shares, he gets back whether or not B of A goes to zero or not. They convinced us was his idea, that he came up with the idea while he was taking a bath with his rubber ducky, which is just totally ludicrous. He's already a $1.5 billion underwater in his BAC investment in Bank of America. So just goes to show you, it's just a bunch of criminals at the top saving themselves. They've already sailed away on their lifeboats is the problem. Titanic is sinking, and the masses are on the Titanic. And it's ice cold water down there, Vinny. It's going to be pretty cold.
What you do is you use yourself a fat globalist bankster as a life preserver. All right. Hold their head under the water. Use their dead body as a life raft.
Grab a banker while you still can. Use them as a flotation device.
Rip off an arm and use it for an oar.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Great program. Happy holidays. Again, I'm Christopher Green. Check out Vinny Eastwood, my good friend. He's got a great show himself. Make sure you check out his show. You can find it on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Coming up next.
Stay tuned. As always, hard-hitting and in-your-face, America. Talk to you soon.
It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these times.